grace to you in peace from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is the text from our gospel lesson from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, 10 fingers and 10 toes. A healthy child is what every parent prays for. When a child is born, the parents count and they thank God for the gift of that child. The parents count and wonder, what will this child be? What will this child do? I don't know if Mary and Joseph counted or not. I suppose they probably did. But they didn't have to wonder what this child would be or what this child would do, because they already knew. The angel had told them, this child is the Son of God in human flesh, as we heard in our lesson. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he became flesh and dwelt among us. He came to save his people from their sins. What those 10 fingers and those toes would do is fight. Fight to the death. But those 10 fingers, they did not fight by clenching into fist, but by being stretched out in mercy, fighting not against flesh and blood, but for flesh and blood. Fighting not against men and women, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And those 10 fingers fought this battle by reaching out and touching lepers, by healing the sick, by casting out demons, by raising the dead. And then those 10 toes, too. They did not fight by rushing into battle, but by walking with the lonely, the outcast, the sinners. Walking the countless dusty paths in Judea, Samaria, and Galilee, and stopping to help whenever there were people in need. But most of all, those 10 fingers and 10 toes, they fight by having the fight taken out of them when they had those cold, large, hard iron spikes driven through them, attaching them to the cross. This was hand-to-hand combat. Your God, your Savior, fighting for you, fighting to the death, and then through it. It would have been easier just to drop a few bombs and be done with it. I mean, that's what we do today, isn't it? And not just with wars. I mean, in all of life, we keep our distance because it's just easier and a lot messier. And so we fly bombers over our enemies from 30,000 feet, and we attack and we criticize and we vent our frustrations on the internet. We no longer leave our houses to pay our bills, to buy our things, to get our news. If there's a need somewhere, we just send money. So we fly our drones from half a world away. And the next field, the next battlefield, we're being told, will be a cyber one. Hand-to-hand combat, face-to-face, not so much anymore. And you know, God could have done that too. Dropped a bomb of fire and brimstone on our world and dealt with the problem of sin once and for all. Just nuke it and be done with it, nice and neat. Do away with sin and with us. But no. That wouldn't do. God wants no one to perish, not a single soul. So just as God specially created Adam from the dust of the ground, getting his hands dirty, if you will, to rescue Adam, he would do the same thing. He would get his hands dirty, his 10 fingers and 10 toes to save us. The eternal Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that is the miracle we rejoice in today. That the God who created all things and still upholds the universe by the word of his power, he has come in human flesh and blood to fight for you. You are simply too precious not to. Each and every person is worthy of his time, his attention, his blood, his 10 fingers and 10 toes. All lives matter. All souls matter. No matter who they are or what they have done, his 10 fingers and 10 toes were there for them. And it's not just true 2,000 years ago. Christmas just isn't the celebration of history. It's so much more than that. It's a celebration that those 10 fingers and 10 toes are still here for you, fighting for your rebellious fingers, for your 10 wandering toes, and all the rest of sinful you and me. The fingers and toes of the baby in the manger and the man on the cross are here now, just as they were then, reaching out to save, baptizing, absolving, feeding. See, God doesn't just mail it in, but he comes. He comes to homes and hospitals and hospices. He comes to churches and cities and countries. He comes to the wealthy, to the weak, to the wondering and the wandering. He comes, and he won't stop coming until all have been saved. And this coming speaks volumes. The author of Hebrews told us earlier in our epistle lesson, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. And the sending of his Son, showing you how much God loves you and what he will do for you. The appearing of his Son, showing you that God does not stay far away, far off, delegating, protecting his holiness, his honor, and his glory. But he comes to you and he embraces you in order to give you his holiness, his honor, and his glory. These are his Christmas gifts to you, to restore what you had lost, to raise you from death to life, to bring light into the darkness, and joy into the sadness. So last night may have been filled with many silent nights, but today Isaiah says, the watchmen lift up their voices, singing for joy, and he calls on all the Lord's people to join together in singing. For today, God has bared his holy arm, he has rolled up his holy sleeves, and he got to work. No less God than he was before, but now also true man, to save men, to save you and I. 10 fingers with dirt under their nails, 10 toes all dusty and dirt stuck in between them, 2 hands and 2 feet with holes punched through them, 1 back with way too many lashes, and 1 head with innumerable thorn holes. 1 heart pierced for you, broken for you, but filled with love for you. Love that no spear, no death, no devil could take away. Father, forgive them. And because of that birth, because of that death, forgive us, he does. Merry Christmas, in Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore, amen.